This week's parsha, Parshas Kisavo, begins with the mitzvah of Bikurim. It says that when the people would bring their fruits up to Yerushalayim, they would bring it in baskets, and the wealthy people would bring their fruits in gold baskets, while the poor would bring them in straw baskets. When a wealthy person would come and give the Kohen his basket full of fruits, the Kohen would take the fruits out, and they would give the gold basket back to the wealthy person. The poor person, however, who was giving just a small straw basket, would be ashamed to ask for that straw basket back, and so would just leave it there. The Gemara learns from this that the rich get richer, while the poor get poorer. The Tosfos Yontov asks, why couldn't we make it a standard, either that everyone has to bring it in a uniform basket, or that everyone gets their basket back? It would create more equality. Everyone's bringing it in the same kind of basket. And it would take away the embarrassment of the poor person that he has to look around and he has to see that everyone's bringing it in such beautiful baskets and all I have is this little wicker basket. And his response is, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who provides wealth and decides what a person's financial situation is. And therefore, there can be no embarrassment associated with the lack of wealth. We learn an interesting halacha from Bikurim. Kishem shemevarchem al hatayv, mevarchem al hara. It's not exactly accurate. What it means is that the same way that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for good, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bad. It seems to be not entirely accurate because we don't make the same bracha for the good as we do when we hear a bad basura. When we hear something good, we make the bracha hatov ha'meitiv, and if it's bad news, we say dayan ha'emes. So what does it mean? The place that we learn this from, this halacha, this kashem shemivarchim al hatov, comes from a pasuk in our parsha. Vayivarch es Hashem eleikecha al kol hatov. And what Chazal are picking up on is that we're using both of Hashem's names in this pasuk. We have to thank who? Hashem, which is Midas HaRachamim, Elekecha, which is Midas HaDin, Al Kol HaTov, on all the good, which means that whatever happens in our lives is good. Sometimes we feel like it's Elekecha, that it's coming from Midas HaDin, and sometimes we feel like it's coming from Hashem, which is Midas HaRachamim, that means it feels good. It feels wonderful, and sometimes things don't feel so wonderful. And yet we have to be aware, Vayivarach es Hashem Elekecha, whether I'm coming with my straw basket or I'm coming with my gold basket, whether I feel like I'm on top of the world or not, whether I'm bringing a huge amount of fruit or I'm bringing my three little figs and a cluster of grapes, Vayivarach es Hashem Elekecha al kol hatayv. I have to be aware that whatever Hashem is sending me is for the good, and I'm going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm going to appreciate what I have, whether it's gold or straw, and I'm going to be grateful for it. There's a tremendous amount of fanfare that accompanies the Bikurim. The residents of Yerushalayim would take off work, and everyone who was coming obviously had to take off work. They had to leave their field. Sometimes it was a long and far trip. There's a lot of pomp and ceremony, music and animals and a whole parade. And no minimum of fruit and no maximum of fruit, meaning it could happen for a few little figs, it could happen for a whole field worth of fruits. The Bikurim bringer would declare a summary of Jewish history, of the whole Jewish history, meaning our gratitude extends far deeper than whatever is in our baskets. And we know that this mitzvah is a very, very chashuv mitzvah. It's a very important mitzvah. So much so that Chazal tell us that in the first pasuk of the Torah, Bereishis bara Elokim, and we ask Bereishis for Reishis, and what is Reishis? One of the explanations of Bishvil Reishis is that we are thinking we are here in this world, and the whole world was created was for the mitzvah of Reishis, the mitzvah of the first fruit, the mitzvah of Bikurim. The whole world is created so we could bring Bikurim. What is the importance of this mitzvah? We find many themes here in this mitzvah. We find the mitzvah of bitachon, of hakaras hatov. Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feels like I did all the work, but I'm expressing here that I understand that it's not mine. You're the source of my success, and I'm thanking you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I truly believe that without you, I don't have any success. There's reflection here, personal reflection, national reflection. this fruit represents the culmination of much hard work that I've done throughout the season. It comes from Eretz Yisrael. We only do this mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. There is a promise that we're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, ki savay, when you're going to come into this land, you're going to have a land, you're going to have fruit, you're going to have a field, bring that fruit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, there's an aspect here of sacrifice as well. We treasure everything that is first. Everything that's first is special for us. And here we come and we're bringing our first fruits to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying, whatever I have really is yours. You've given it to me, and I'm coming and I'm bringing it back to you. And there's one more point with Bikurim. The Rambam says that an Oinin, a person who lost a relative who hasn't yet been buried, cannot bring Bikurim because Bikurim requires simcha. It requires a person to be happy. And the whole mitzvah of Bikurim ends with this pasuk, V'samachta b'chol ha'tov asher nasa nacha Hashem alekecha. Again, those two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem and alekecha, u'leveisecha. We have a V'samachta, and you should be happy with all the good that Hashem alekecha gave you. It's unclear if this is a commandment to be happy, V'samachta, and you must be happy, or a description that after you bring the Bikurim, you will be happy. That's what's going to happen to you. You will be happy. But from this halacha of the Rambam, that you can't bring the Bikurim if you are an Oinin, it seems to be that it requires simcha, it requires joy, and an Oinin cannot be happy, and therefore he cannot bring Bikurim. It seems that the simcha is an intrinsic part of the mitzvah. We're reading this parsha before the last Shabbos of the year in order, because the end of this parsha is full of the klolos, and we want to end the year of curses and begin a new year without any curses. Tichla shana v'kilaseha. Let's end the year and all the difficult things that happened this year, and enter the new year without any of the klolos with us. In detailing these klolos, the Torah makes a statement, an explanation really, of how we get to a state that we are deserving of these klolos. Tachas asher lo avadeta es Hashem elekecha. Again, the two words. Because you did not serve Hashem elekecha b'simcha uvetuv leibav. You didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with happiness, with joy, with the joyous heart. Meirev koil. Because you had so much, or from all that you had, or perhaps with all that you had, we're lacking in our day-to-day lives simcha. Our parsha begins with the commandment to be happy with what we have, and ends by spelling out the consequences of a simcha-less existence. If you don't have your simcha, if you don't notice all the good that we have in our lives, we're going to end up in a state of the klolos, the terrible, terrible, devastating klolos that are listed in this week's parsha. To the extent that I can find simcha in what I have, even if it's just a little grape, dafka at the beginning of the yield, I'm going to be developing the midah of simcha in everything that comes my way. The good, and the good that doesn't feel like good, but it's also good. Whether it's a gold basket or a wicker one, Bikurim teaches us that it's all a gift. The Torah reminds us to be happy with everything that Hashem has given me, because it comes from Hashem, and He is the one who's decided for me what it is that I need and what it is that is important for me. And if we live with that knowledge and that understanding that everything comes from Him, then I get the most precious gift of all, and that's the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we cannot be happy with what we have, we're making that choice to veer away from our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I need more, and I think I need more, and I think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't tailor-making my situation for me, and then I'm in a state of never being satisfied. In short, to gain happiness, one must choose it. Like all things in life, there's a midah to be acquired here. It has nothing to do with what my basket is made out of. It has to do with my perspective, of the way that I look at things, that if it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's coming from Hashem or Elekecha, there's a unity there. It's all one. And He means for my good. And because I have this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I could find simcha even when things don't look good. As we walk into Rosh Hashanah, we have to recognize all the good that already is in our lives, the family, the good of health, the good of life, and mostly the good of being able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through doing his mitzvahs, the small things in life that give us pleasure, the bigger things in life that give us pleasure, to recognize and realize that it's all coming from him, and to be besimcha.